Canada Post. Before May 1900, over 100 years ago, there was no Canadian postal service in Laval. The founding families, Joliot and Maynard, had no way to contact their homeland or communicate outside of Alberta. Finally, the new Saint-Émile de Laval post office opened and appointed Minisip Massey as the first postmaster. At first, J.B. Lirondelle delivered mail to Massey from Morinville, once a week via Pony Express. Massey sorted mail on his kitchen table at home before delivering the post. Lirondelle came early morning and, after Massey completed his delivery late afternoon, J.B. left with outgoing mail back to Morinville so recipients could reply to urgent mail as quickly as possible. In 1903, the Canada Post Office moved to Telesphore St. Arnaud's store across from Laval Motors. His wife, Marie Bernadette, took care of his postmaster duties. Distribution of the mail was accomplished through a delivery system set up through each school district by local residents. Luckily, postmasters only delivered to farmers in the Laval school district, while other districts sent representatives to collect their mail. With the arrival of the railway in 1912, mail came to Laval three times a week. The mail was delivered by train from Edmonton to the Laval station, located 4 kilometers west of the actual town. From there, the mail was brought by horse and carriage, or Emocrat caboose, which is a log cabin sliding on skis, to the post office. Unfortunately, the town and train station never amalgamated in one location. In the 1920s, the Canada Post Office shared a building with the Burns Creamery until it moved again in 1946. Finally, in 1971, the community built the post office that exists today. This mural celebrates the post's 100 years of continuous bilingual service in Laval. In those 100 years, many wore the mantle of postmaster. Élie Girard held the title from 1901 to 1903. After, Saint-Arnaud held the title from 1904 to 1907. Then the title was given to J.B. Côté from 1908 to 1913. Then to Steve Laverne from 1913 to 1916, then to Romuald Rouleau from 1917 to 1926, before Rosalie Laverne Pelletier took it from 1927 to 1946. Her daughter, Marie-Anne Yvonne Boisvert, took charge after her mother's death in 1946 and passed the duties to Benoit and Marie-Ange Saint-Martin until 1973. Denis E. Limoges was postmaster from 1973 to 2002. Each person depicted on the mural served at least 20 years as postmaster. Rosalie Pelletier is on the far left, Benoit Saint-Martin follows, and then Denis Limoges is on the right. The mural is painted on a 1 cent stamp, which was the cost to send mail using standard service, while first-class mail cost 3 cents. Anecdotes. The wagon depicted in the mural was the cart used to deliver mail and milk to the locals. The Préfontaine family operated the wagon in the morning to deliver their milk, which was then used by the postmaster to deliver mail once a week. There has never been a group of children riding in the mail cart. Any young, curious spectator who was watching Dan Glenn paint the mural was offered to be painted riding the wagon. The mural project wants to incorporate the local youth in any way because it is the youth of the community that have contributed to the lack of graffiti since 1998. The artist, Dan Glenn, is a homeless person living on White Avenue in Edmonton, and he stayed in Laval for 2 years to paint murals.